Kings of the Roller Sayer Crack, Stretch and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Subheavy Sound System Pressure. Welcome. In this lesson, I'll walk you through an intermediate, arrangement-focused workflow in Ableton Live 12 to build a two-part snare, a tight transient crack and a stretch tail that gives low-end weight, plus a tuned sub-layer for sound system pressure. We'll use only live stock devices, clip warp modes, simpler slash sampler, EQ8, transient, glue compressor, drum bus, saturator, multiband dynamics, hybrid reverb, utility, compressor for side chaining, and spectrum. Lesson overview goal, a snappy mid-slash-high hit with a long-controlled low-end swell that reads on huge speakers. Outcome, crack attack, tail stretched sustain, subtune sign and arrangement techniques for drops, halftime and sparse sections. Step-by-step walkthrough, prep your session, create an audio track and import your snare sample, preferably a hit with a clear transient and some sustain. Duplicate that track twice so you have three copies. Rename them crack, tail, and sub. Create the crack, the transient layer on the crack track. Open the clip and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats and preserve transients. For single hits, set preserve slash transient options so the attack stays sharp. Trim the clip to roughly 20-80 milliseconds. A good starting point is 30-60 ms, isolating the initial snap. Add the transient device. Set attack slightly positive, around 0-12%, and set sustain slightly negative, around -5 to -20%, to keep it tight. Add glue compressor or compressor. Set attack 510 ms to let the transient through, release 60-120 ms, ratio around 2:1:4:1. Makeup gain to taste. Insert EQ8, high pass at 30-40 hz to remove rumble and a small boost around 27 kHz. Plus 2 to plus 4 dB to highlight the crack. Light saturator, low drive, soft sign or analog clip. Dry slash wet 10-25% for added high mid grit. Create the tail, the stretched sustain on the tail track. Open the clip and set warp mode to texture. Texture gives a granular, musical stretch while you preserve the transient. Place a warp marker immediately after the transient so the attack stays intact. Then stretch the rest of the clip by dragging the warp marker to the right. Try 1.54x length depending on context. In texture mode, set grain size around 30-80 ms. Start at 40-60 ms. Set flux 10-30% for organic movement. Tweak formants if needed. Enable looping for the sustained portion and set a loop region that's steady. Use crossfades and fades in the sample box to avoid clicks. Tail processing. EQ8 with low cut at tilde 25 hz and a gentle dip at 1-2 kHz to avoid clashing with the crack. Optionally boost 120-200 hz for mid-punch, but keep true sub below 100 hz. Use multiband dynamics to lightly glue and control the low band below tilde 120 hz. Keep attack medium slow, 20-40 ms, so you don't kill the transient. Keep saturation subtle on the tail. Prefer using a dedicated sub rather than oversaturating the tail. Add hybrid reverb sparingly, short, damped plate or room, or send tail to a return with a low cut on the return so reverb doesn't add LF. Add a dedicated sub layer, tune sign, create a MIDI track and load operator or analog set to a pure sign. Create a short MIDI note aligned to each snare hit. Envelope, attack 0 ms, decay set to the desired tail length 300-900 ms typical, release 20-80 ms. Tune the oscillator to the tail's low partial. Use spectrum after the tail audio to find the dominant low frequency or tune by ear in the 50-120 hz range. Set operator to mono and turn glide off. Use a low pass filter if needed, cutting above tilde 300 hz. Force the sub to mono below 120 hz. Utility width 0%, so it sums cleanly on sound systems. Sidechain the sub to the crack. Add compressor on the sub. Enable sidechain input from the crack track. Fast attack 0.5 ms. Release 80-150 ms, threshold so the sub ducks on the transient. This keeps the crack audible while preserving sub energy. Group and glue group crack and tail into a drum group. On the group, add drum bus and drive lightly. Use punch and low distortion to glue transient and tail. Follow with a QA to ensure crack energy sits around 26 kHz while tail and sub occupy under 200 hz. Add multiband dynamics on the group. If the overall low band needs control, send tail to a reverb return for a short HF tail. High pass the return at tilde 200-300 hz so the reverb never adds sub. Arrangement techniques, drops and climaxes. Play full stretch tail plus sub on the downbeat and let it sustain for 1-2 bars. Keep sub side chain to every transient so the crack reads clean. Breaks and halftime. increase tail stretch and reduce crack level or low pass it. Longer, more textured tails fill empty mixes without harshness. Bar sections. Use crack only to keep energy tight on small speakers. Bring tail plus sub back for club playback. Create variations. Duplicate tail clips into shorter, longer, and pitched versions and swap them across the arrangement or automate clip parameters like grain size and flux for movement. Final checks and metering. Use spectrum and true peak meters. Keep low-end headroom around -6 to -12 dBFS. Check in mono using utility width 0% to confirm sub sums correctly. Reference against a commercial roller track on the same system and adjust. Common mistakes and fixes. Don't stretch the whole snare without separating transient. You'll lose snap. Split into crack and tail. Keep sub content mono. Wide sub energy can cancel on club rigs. Avoid heavy saturation on the tail that steals focus from the crack. Use a dedicated sub sign for LF weight. Always sidechain the sub to the crack so the transient remains audible. Don't use long reverb that lets the sub wash the mix. High pass reverb returns. Pro tips: use two clip lanes. One for the transient with no warp. Another for the textured tail with warp texture and looping. It keeps automation clean. Automate grain size and flux over phrases for movement without changing tuning. For extra snap, duplicate the crack, high pass the duplicate above 1 kHz, saturate it more, and pan it slightly off-center. If texture warping is CPU heavy, resample or freeze/flatten the tail once you're happy. Tune the sub to the strongest partial in the tail using spectrum. That alignment is key for perceived weight. If crack and tail phase poorly, try utility phase invert on one chain or nudge the tail by a few milliseconds. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Pick a snare. Create crack. Trim to 30-60 ms. Add transient. Glue compressor. EQ boost at -4 kHz. 2. Create tail. Warp to texture. Grain size 40 ms. Flux 20%. Loop and lightly EQ and multiband dynamics. 3. Create sub. Operator sign tuned to tail partial. Mono the low-end utility width 0%. 4. Sidechain the sub to the crack. Fast attack. -120 ms release. 5. Arrange a 4-bar loop. Bar 1 use crack plus tail plus sub. Bar 3 drop tail leaving only crack. Listen for clarity and pressure. 6. Render and compare to a reference roller track. Adjust for conflicts. Troubleshooting checklist. No snap. Preserve transient and warp beats or tighten with transient device plus glue compressor. Mudded low end, high pass reverb and returns. Keep sub mono. Compress tails low band with multiband dynamics. Tail phasing in mono. Sum and test phase invert. Nudge timing or resample stabilize audio. CPU spikes. Freeze or resample texture warp tails. Quick automation cheat sheet map useful controls to macros in a rack. Tail level, crack level, sub duck compressor threshold, tail HPF, grain size, transpose, flux. Automate those macros for section changes. Recap: keep three functions distinct. Crack equals presence and attack. Tail equals sustain and character. Sub equals pressure and low end. Use texture mode for musical stretching. Sidechain the sub to the crack. Mono the low end. High pass time-based effects. And resample when you lock in a tail. Automate grain/flux. Filter cutoffs and ducking so the snare reads on small speakers, but delivers huge pressure on systems. Final reminder. Keep this phrase visible as you work. Kings of the Rollers snare crack. Stretch and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for sub-heavy sound system pressure. That's it. Follow these steps. Practice the short exercise, and you'll have a snare that hits with punch and carries sub-heavy weight across any sound system.